A lady named Maria lived with her mother in a small apartment. She was not too young nor too old, not too short nor too tall either, not particularly beautiful nor was she ugly. Maria was just an average woman. She worked as a secretary at a large company and her life was pretty boring and mundane. No one at work ever paid any attention to her, and those who did considered her to be as boring as her life was. One morning, on her way to work, Maria saw a new hat shop that had opened just down the street. Out of curiosity, she walked in. In the shop was a lady with her daughter who had come to pick a hat for her girl and a couple of other customers who were trying different hats. Maria also tried a few hats until she found one she truly liked. She put it on and it looked really nice. The first one to notice was the little girl who exclaimed, "Mommy, look how pretty that woman looks with the hat on." The mother said, "Ma'am, I must say, this hat looks awesome on you." Another man in the shop also came up to Maria and said, "Ma'am, you look lovely with that hat on." Maria went to the mirror. She looked at herself and for the first time in years, she liked her own look. Smiling, she went to the counter and bought the hat. As she walked outside, a new world revealed itself to her like never before. She'd never before noticed the colors of the flowers around her or smelt the scent of the fresh air. Even the sounds of the cars and people on the road sounded like a harmonious melody. She walked as if she was drifting on a cloud with a song being played in her heart. When she passed by the same coffee shop she walked by every morning, a young, handsome man called out to her, "Hey, you're looking gorgeous. Can I buy a cup of coffee for you?" She blushed, kept walking, floating on the cloud of her newfound joy. When she got to the office building, the doorman opened the door and wished her good morning. Never before had he even noticed her. The people in the elevator asked her the floor she needed and pressed the button for Maria. Her colleagues at the office, as if seeing her for the very first time, praised her on how lovely she looked that day. The manager asked her out to lunch to talk about how she felt at work. When this extraordinary work day was over, she decided to take a cab back home instead of the bus. As soon as she put her hand up, two taxis stopped. She took the first one and sat in the back seat thinking about the magical day she had had and how her life felt so different and changed thanks to the new hat. When she got home, her mom opened the door. The sight of Maria took her breath away. "Maria," she said, "surprised, you're looking fabulous today. Your eyes are all lit up like when you were a little girl." "Yes, Mom," said Maria. "It's all thanks to my new hat. I had the most marvelous day in years." "New hat?" asked the confused mother. "Which hat are you talking about?" Maria panicked. She touched her head only to realize that the hat that had changed her life was not there. She tried remembering where she may have left it. In the cab? No. At lunch? I don't think so. At the office? Not at all. She thought of the store where she had bought it, how she had noticed it for the first time, how she had put it on her head, how she had gone to pay for it at the cashier's. Oh my goodness! She remembered how she had put it on the counter to get her purse out to pay and how she had forgotten it right there on the counter. And then she had walked out right there to the street, hatless. yet glowing. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't the external hat that made Maria's day great. It was the quality of her internal dialogue that transformed how she felt. Our internal dialogue can enslave us into a horrible routine life, or can liberate us, making our life full of gusto, energy, passion and joy. Change your hat inside today and look at the magic of how the outside hat simply adds on to your already existing gorgeous inner beauty.